Only your country girls, and listen unto me. I'll tell you all a new conceit concerning housewifery. Three aunts I had of late, good housewives all were they, but cruel death hath taken the best of them away. Oh, this was one of my aunts, and the best of all the three, and surely, though I say it myself, a cleanly woman was she. When she went to see her cattle in the fields, when she comes home, 2 pounds of dirt hang draggling at her heels. And there she let it hang from Candlemas to May, and then she took a hatchet in hand and chopped it clean away. Oh, this was one of my aunts, and the best of all the three, and surely, though I say it myself, a cleanly woman was she. Another trick she had, as I shall now declare, she only swept the house out about 4 times a year. But when she swept the hall, the parlor or the spence, the dust was worth to her at least a shilling or 14 pence. Oh, this was one of my aunts, sir, and the best of all the three, and surely, though I say it myself, a cleanly woman was she. The garment she did wear did shine like a brazen crock, and where she went she bore such a scent that the flies blew up her frock. But otherwise she had but of a dishcloth tail, she set them for the dogs to lick and wipe them with his tail. Oh, this was one of my aunts, sir, and the best of all the three, and so you know I saved myself, a cleanly woman was she. Another trick she had, as I to you may tell, she used to make fat puddings in markets for to sell. The smallest candle's end my aunt would never lose, it would help to make her candles fat with the burning of her nose. Oh, this was one of my aunts, and the best of all the three, and surely, though I say it myself, a cleanly woman was she. I hold it not amiss, I love a cleanly housewife well, as may appear by this, as may appear by this, as may appear by this, I love a cleanly housewife well, as may appear by this. Oh, this was one of my aunts, sir, and the best of all the three, and surely though I see it myself, a cleanly woman was she. Oh, this was one of my aunts, sir, and the best of all the three, and surely though I see it myself, a cleanly woman.
Was never seen, twixt lusty Ralph of Reading and Bonnie Black Bess of the Green. The fiddlers were crowding before, each lass was as fine as a queen. There was 100 and more, for all the country came in. Miss Robin led Rose so fair, she looked like a lily of the bell, and ruddy-faced Harry led Mary, and Roger led Bouncing Nell. Bride came out to meet him, afraid the dinner was spoiled, and ushered him in to treat him to baked and roasted and boiled. The lads were so frolic and jolly, for each had his love by his side, but Willie was melancholy, for he had a mind to the bride. Let Philip begin to health, and turns a beer glass on his thumb, but Jenkin was reckoned for drinking the best in Christendom. And how they had dined, advancing into the midst of the hall. The fiddler struck up for dancing, and Jeremy had up the draw. Marjorie kept a quarter, a lass that was proud of her pelf, cause Arthur had stolen her garter and swore he would tie it himself. She struggled and blushed and frowned, and ready with anger to cry, cause Arthur, with tying her garter, had sucked her hand too high. And now for throwing the stocking, the bride away was led. The groom got drunk and was knocking for candles to light him to bed. Suki, that danced with the cushion, an hour from the room had been gone, and Barnaby knew by her blushing that some other dance had been done. And thus of 50 fair maids that went to the wedding with men, scarce 5 of the 50 were left, he that so did return again.